Moncrief on News Talk.
There was a time, not too long ago actually, when any functioning adult could do at least a bit of DIY. Suzanne Armstrong is part of a new generation of people who are online educating others about how to do some basic tasks. Suzanne, good afternoon.
Hi Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. How did you learn?
So, as a kid, my dad, he wasn't a carpenter or anything, but he was always doing a bit of DIY and I would have spent time kind of watching him. And then I was saying this earlier to the researcher, I'm very independent, right? I've gotten in trouble for this over the years because I just kind of insist on doing everything myself. And that was it. So when I started DIY, there was no YouTube or Instagram or anything. It was, you just kind of did it, made the mistakes and just learned as you went.
Oh God. And what kind of mistakes did you make?
No, Sean, there was nothing big. It was like when I bought a house, I wanted to put up curtain poles. I could hang curtains, you know, so you'd drill a few holes in the wall and hope it stayed up. And you'd learn fairly quick that if you use the wrong wall anchors or, you know, that you should be drilling into wood if possible, so to hold it. Like, but yeah. And then obviously my dad would be like, oh, you didn't ask for any help. And I'm like, no, I did it myself. But, you know, he was always there to offer tips if after I had done the job, like when I'd say, look what I did.
Yeah.
And so you just learned as you went. Yeah.
Okay. So he was kind of supportive.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be supportive.
Yeah.
I'd have my mom on the phone as well, kind of, you know, what are you doing today? And I'd be like, no, I'm just doing whatever. And she'd be like, what are you doing? And then she'd be saying to my dad, get over to her house quick. She's building something. So he'd be sent over to try to keep an eye on me. But sure, by then I'd have the job done.
And what kinds of things then are you teaching people? And, you know, are you finding that people are like kind of almost shockingly ignorant as to how to do basic things?
So I think a lot of people want to do something, but there's a huge fear there, Sean, that you're going to make a mess. Like, what if you drill into the wall and you hit a pipe or you hit a wire? That seems to be a huge thing. And it's just giving people the confidence to actually pick up the tools and do it for themselves. And explaining, like, the, you know, obviously you have drills and impact drivers, but everyone should have a basic toolkit if they're interested. So it's the difference between, like, what drill bit you might need, whether you're going into wood or metal, and then that there's driver bits for a drill if you're screwing something up, you know, and it's stuff that obviously I would think is easy because I've been doing it. But like, if no one has ever shown you, Sean, you're not going to know. So it's, and I think a lot of people as well, they don't want to ask a stupid question, but there is no stupid question.
Yeah. If you don't know something, you have to ask.
So like I would show stuff and then I would get obviously comments on my videos. But what I actually get is a lot of private messages from people, especially women. And like, some of them are really nice because they're going, because of you, I tried this. And I'm like, no, because you picked up the power tools, you did it. Or they'd be asking me how to do something and I would answer them. And it just takes the intimidation out of it, I think. You know, sometimes they're afraid to ask.
Yeah.
What
kind of basic tools should someone have in their house?
So if they want to do any DIY, I would say a drill and then have your drill bits and your driver bits. So your driver bits are for putting in screws. You want to have a spirit level, a hammer, a pliers, a few screwdrivers. That would be your most basic stuff.
Yeah. And like how, and I suppose also part of this is, you know, knowing what you can't do and what you can do, or where to kind of draw the line in terms of this is where you call in a tradesperson.
Yeah, exactly. So look, everything comes with confidence, and the more you do, the more confident you'll get. Now I'm doing it 20 years, right? And at the moment I'm converting like a shed out the back. But I still won't do electrics and plumbing. I'm not covered to do them. I'm not a registered installer. So, like, I can run the wires, but the electrician has to come out and connect them up. Same with the plumber. He came out. I said, where do you want the pipes? He told me where to put them. I put them in, but he connected everything, you know, just. And then, like, obviously, if you're brand new at it, like, you're not going to take on a big job. Start at the small ones and build your confidence, because every time you make a mistake, you're going to learn from it.
Yeah. Or, you know, pay for it, depending on how big the mistake is.
So what I usually do is I'll do a quick kind of risk analysis of something, right, before I do the job. And it's a case of, if I make an absolute mess of this, can it be fixed? Can I get someone to fix it? And is it just that my pride is going to be hurt?
Mm.
And if I answer, like, obviously I'm not talking like structural stuff or electrics or plumbing. And if I think, yeah, I can do it, and it means going to someone with my tail between my legs saying, can you fix it? Then I'm willing to take on the challenge. Now, touch wood, I've never had to get someone to fix it for me. I've always managed to do it myself.
Yeah. Are there things, though, that people even listening now might well just instinctively say, we'll just pay somebody to come and do that, that really they could do themselves?
Yeah, but they might not have any interest in doing it themselves.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, good for them sitting on their gold thrones. But, if you know, that they, you could, like, you know, don't pay a tradesperson, do it yourself, and then, you saved a lot of money.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But the other side of this is, like, if I wasn't doing the DIY, right, and I decide, you know, I want that mirror hung up or curtain rail hung, like, how long am I going to nag my husband? No, he's very good. But how long will I nag him before that's put up?
Mm.
And then I'll go, oh, I actually didn't want that one. I want to change it. At least if I'm doing it myself, I can change it as much as I want. Do you know, and I'm not waiting on anyone else to do anything. There's a huge amount of empowerment that comes with it as well.
Yeah.
Knowing that you can do it for yourself, but you do have to be interested in it.
Oh, no, absolutely. Now, somebody has texted in to say, my husband added insulation to our attic and saved us a fortune in more ways than one, I would have thought. Putting in insulation, is that difficult?
No. And if they use just the roll of insulation, not at all. You just kind of rip it to size and it fits in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not difficult.
But what I would suggest is make sure you're completely covered up, like nearly head to toe, because if it's the fiberglass stuff, it goes everywhere.
Yeah. And you should really wear a face mask as well, because you can kind of feel it almost itching the back of your throat. When you come close to it. Susan, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Susan Armstrong there, DIY educator and content creator. Texter says, my other half is useless at DIY. Since we moved in together, I'm the one who has to put up every single photo frame. I retile the backsplash. Good for you. And the amount of people who just assume that it is his handiwork. If I don't know something, I just look it up on YouTube. My partner is very handy, but he also has ADHD, so loves to start a big DIY project and then not finish it. Sorry for laughing. He's fantastic, but we honestly have been living in a building site for the last 6 months because he can't just get things properly finished. Someone else says, I'll often Google how to do something, then find out what tools I need, buy those tools, and that's as far as I go. Loads of tools now, all new and unused. Oh, God, that's a shame. I moved into my own apartment and I can tell you it's a disaster trying to get a tradesman out to do a job. I'm waiting months for a painter. Yeah, well, indeed. And I suppose that's probably part of the motivation where people are, some people are kind of learning these things all over again because it's tradespeople are really hard to get. I'm now well retired, but constantly being asked how to do the simplest of things. I'm a carpenter. And joined but trained back in the 60s when country carpenters were expected to know everything from carpentry to electric and plumbing. Because when you were called in to do a job, the idea of having to call another tradesman wasn't even taught. You've no idea how useless young people are nowadays.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.